I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Presidents travel around the globe, some more, some less, but international trips are part of the ritual for every White House administration. The point is to showcase American leadership and influence, and to reassure our allies that America is engaged with the world. Today, President Trump described his just-concluded 12-day, five-country tour of Asia in exactly those terms.
During our travels, this is exactly what the world saw. A strong, proud, and confident America.
But my next guest, David Rennie of The Economist, says there's no hiding the fact that America under Trump has turned inward and is losing influence around the globe. David, thanks for being here. It's been a year since Trump was elected, and there were some really dire predictions about what America would do to foreign relations with any number of countries. Have these dire predictions come true, David?
No, some of the worst dire predictions came from Donald Trump as a candidate. If he had just done what he promised or threatened to do, he could have pulled out of NATO by now. He could have threatened American membership of the United Nations. Those really extreme scenarios haven't happened. So there is a camp in Washington, often Republicans in Congress, trying to see the best in this, who say, you know, maybe he might be an accidental Ronald Reagan. You know, maybe he's a bit rough around the edges, but actually a lot of these allies are freeloaders. America needs to be a bit tougher, needs to be more respected. So actually, Trump's got a point, and he hasn't started any new wars, and he hasn't pulled out of the WTO, and so he hasn't started a trade war with China. So, you know, that's the optimistic vision. I think we at The Economist think, yes, the worst has not come to pass, but actually, if you believe that a strong America engaged with the world is a valuable thing, and we do, there's a lot to worry about.
I mean, I saw Senator Charles Schumer say about Trump's trip to Asia that every American should be embarrassed. What did you see during that trip, those 12 days?
Well, as ever, when you're looking at American politics, it depends which Americans you're talking about. I mean, the half of the country that broadly supports what President Trump is doing, they saw a president being treated with fantastic amounts of pomp and flummery by the Chinese or the Japanese or the Vietnamese. He announced a lot of deals where the Chinese were going to buy lots of airplanes, other people were going to buy lots of weapons. And so if you're naturally a Trump supporter, you look at that and you think, great, this guy is doing exactly what he promised. The problem is that the half of America that isn't quite so sure about this program, if they were paying attention, we think they'll have seen some shocking things. So Donald Trump appeared on the same press conference platform as the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, who's not just a kind of bad guy, but boasts about being a killer, has a program of essentially extrajudicial killings where death squads under his command are going around the country killing a lot of people. That normally would have got you some sort of rebuke from an American president. Donald Trump is not just not interested in talking about human rights in some kind of realpolitik way, he actually praises Duterte, says what a great guy he is, what a great relationship they had. And there was this awful moment where Duterte was shocked at the idea that he might be asked to take questions from the press, said that the press were spies and kind of enemies, and Trump laughed because that's also Donald Trump's rhetoric about the press. And that's new. That's really new.
So how long do you think this Trump effect will impact American foreign policy? I mean, I was speaking with people attending the climate conference in Bonn, and they're looking at 2020 when Trump may or may not be out of office. That's when things will change. I mean, is that how long this is going to last?
Look, if there are listeners out there thinking, oh, you know, this is some guy from The Economist, you know, typical sneering at Trump, why don't they get it that, you know, America needs to put itself first and other countries, they know that they have to deal with America and it'll be the same. Nothing's really changed. Some big things are changing. Look at the fact that while Donald Trump was in Asia, other Asian allies signed a giant trade deal among themselves at the level of 11 countries that was designed to be at the level of 12 countries and was built around the 12th, which was America. And they didn't want to do this 11. And you saw the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, saying, we've designed this so that America can one day plug back in. So they are looking at looking after their own interests reluctantly without America and trying to design these structures so that a better American government can come back and be normal again.
So earlier, David, you said that The Economist believes that there is a lot to worry about with foreign policy and Trump. What specifically? Like, what's at the top of your list?
Well, if you create a vacuum, others will fill it. And you can look down a checklist of items where Donald Trump pulling back from an American leadership role on things like climate change, on things like free trade, on things like a rules-based order, on support for civil society, for a free press, for human rights, all the things that, for better or for worse, American presidents have defended. The fact that he now scorns them, the fact that he mocks them, that he praises enthusiastically strongmen whose hands are dripping with blood, even if Donald Trump passes from the scene and you get another American president, I guess our fear, to put it at its simplest, is that he is accelerating the relative decline of an American-led Western order by a generation.
David Rennie of The Economist, always good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.